Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Joe Pally, ladies and gentlemen, is an old friend of mine, and he used to be with the SBA. When I first knew him, he was with the SBA. Now he's on the ground in Baghdad. He's a volunteer. He's over there contributing to the effort in Iraq, and I had an opportunity to get him on the show, and I jumped at the chance because Joe's a real professional. And now we know he's a hero. He's a very brave guy, and I'm really proud of him. And I wanted you to hear from him. Joe Pally, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to be with you too, Joe. And folks, as you know, whenever you're talking to folks in Iraq, oftentimes there's just a little bit of a delay. So if you have to wait a half a second for Joe and me to get things sorted out here, you'll understand. Joe, first, as I've told you, I'm proud of what you're doing. I'm proud you chose to volunteer. And there's a country song over here, Joe, that I've heard that's by Dierks Bentley. And the title of the song is "I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking?" And so I guess I'm going to ask you that question. I know what you were feeling, Joe, but what were you thinking?
I think I know exactly what you're getting at there. It's interesting. I'll start out by saying that in thinking about talking to you today, I realized that today is exactly 1 month to the day that I arrived in Baghdad. So
yeah. This
is sort of an anniversary celebration, too. but it goes back further than that I first heard that I might have the opportunity to come over here and, expressed that I would be interested, and it was I'd say back early last fall, actually, probably around the last time I saw you. To be honest, when I first was presented with the possibility of having the assignment here, I only thought about it for, I'd say, maybe 2 seconds and said, absolutely, I'd be interested in doing it. Gave it a lot more thought later on, but never really, looked back or had second thoughts about it, but certainly I can understand the question and understanding, that there's certainly a lot of concerns to have coming over here. But I had no regrets at all, and really happy to be a part of the overall mission here.
Well, Joe, and I'm not surprised to hear you say it that way. And, of course, I was teasing you because I am very proud of what you're doing. I'm very proud of the kind of person that you are to volunteer for a risky assignment, a dangerous assignment, as you have there, even though you're not carrying a weapon out in a uniform out in the field. Still, we know that it is dangerous where you are, and I am proud of you, and America is too. Joe, tell us what it is that you do over there.
Well, one thing just to be straight with the listeners, I don't know if it's brave or how brave it is for being here, but just so you know, I did volunteer my time here, but I am being paid, so I might be brave, but I'm not crazy. but as far as what I'm doing, I'm working in the Office of Strategic Communications here, which is right in line with sort of what I've you've known me to be doing back in Washington, D.C., at the SBA, and then most recently the Department of Interior. And, it's our job to put good people like you and other members of the media and the press in contact with the local government ministries here. There's a number of us that serve as press officers, and we have our portfolios, and we represent different ministries and help get the good news out and get the word out of what's going on here and how the reconstruction's going.
How is the reconstruction going, Joe?
I feel very hopeful, and I'm very much buoyed by what I see here. You don't always get that sense from what you see on the news, because unfortunately, I think that's just the nature, or at least in part, that's just the nature of news. It's the bad news that makes the news. But there is a lot of good things going on here. There are great people. You talk about heroes. It's the first time in my lifetime that I've been around the military to such an extent, basically living among them and working side by side with some of them in administrative capacities, but then also just, you know, our regular soldiers, seeing them every day and getting to know them. But more to the point, and what I think your listeners are interested in as far as the reconstruction side and the business side, the chances I've gotten to see the business district and the just commerce at work and Iraqi people at work, both working in government and working to get their democracy organized and you know, hitting the ground running, it's just been phenomenal. And, you know, there are going to be bumps in the road and there are going to be difficulties, but you know, nobody said this was going to be an easy process, but it's something that has to be done, and it's being done by Iraqis and by the members of the coalition.
That's one of the things I want to ask you, is about how everybody's working together. I saw a headline last weekend, and I was in Florida, and I saw a headline on a paper that said, "Chaos reigns across Iraq." Now, I know that April's been a tough month. I know we've lost a lot of folks over there. There's been a lot of challenges, but I don't think that the characterization was accurate. Chaos reigns across Iraq. What would you think about something like that?
Well, I think that's exactly how you put it is exactly right. That's an extreme overgeneralization. Certainly, there, as it's been characterized in the news, from the coalition and from other spokesmen, there are pockets, and I think that the overwhelming majority of Iraqis are just as dismayed, if not more so, than the coalition. Members that are here to help them, and certainly then the public back home in the U.S. and in Europe and with our other partners. I mean, it's the Iraqis that are really experiencing the highs and the lows as much as anyone. My heart truly goes out, though, that's not to pass up at all what we've suffered. And like I said, working with our military forces here, it makes it that much closer to home. And I do think that, you know, things will improve, and this has been a difficult month, especially in that regard. But it's not chaos, and certainly not generally. Again, there are pockets, and we hit some rough spots. But the vast majority of people here want this to work, and that's why it will work and it will succeed.
Right. Stand by, Joe. We got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Ambassador Bremer, has said that the security forces are not going to be ready to take control of Iraq by June 30th. And that was no big surprise. But when we come back, I'm going to ask Joe if he thinks the government is going to be ready by June 30th. That's coming up after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Pally. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Joe Pally, who is a press officer at the Strategic Communications Offices in Baghdad. And he's one of the guys that gets the word, I guess, the reporting out on what's going on over there in Iraq. And Joe, one of the things that I mentioned, as I mentioned, as we were going out the last break in the last segment, was that Secretary, or I should say Ambassador Bremer, has announced, it's going to be announced, it's kind of the news this morning, which really was no big news to me, and that is that the headlines say, Bremer says security forces won't be ready by June 30th. Well, I don't think anybody thought, I mean, haven't we been saying all along that that the U.S. troops were going to have to be in Iraq for some time to come? This is no big news, is it?
I think that's exactly right, Jim. I think what the ambassador is saying is, and I didn't see the full text of the statement, but the way you put it, I mean, it's consistent with what the message has been all along, and that is June 30th is the date, and we're going to stick firmly with that, and that's what the Iraqi people are expecting, and that's what they're going to get. I think just what the ambassador is saying, I know the U.S. forces, the coalition forces, the Friends of Iraq aren't going anywhere on June 30th. It's a matter of the government that's changing, and the Iraqis are going to have their sovereignty and their full control of the government on June 30th. But the rest, there's a learning process, and there's just an overall process of governing and security and everything else that's involved that's going to continue to go on after June 30th. And I think that's the point the ambassador is making.
This is the big question, Joe. Is the government going to be? Well, let me back up a little further and say and ask you this question. On July 1st, is Mr. Bremer going to get on an airplane with his entourage and leave the government element of Iraq to the Iraqis?
That's exactly right. Ambassador Bremer is the CPA ceases to exist after June 30th, and Ambassador Bremer actually his tenure will be up, and it will be the an interim Iraqi government that will be in control after June 30th.
What about how will they work with our military, Joe?
Well, our military and our allies that are here and the allies of Iraq will continue to be here. I mean, that's really not that unusual. There's been, you know, we've done that for decades throughout the 20th century. We've been all over the globe to help, you know, budding democracies and countries that have gone through, you know, recent conflicts to help them get their feet on the ground and get running, and Iraq won't be any different. We're going to see it through and be here to help them get their democracy off the ground.
And you may not want to answer this question, but in your opinion, give us whatever you feel comfortable saying about the Iraqi government, the government that's being put together right now and that's going to be in place by June 30th. Tell us what your thoughts are about those individuals and also those individuals as a group.
Well, I can't speak too much as far as, you know, on a personal level. Unfortunately, I haven't had that opportunity yet. But just knowing the nature of it, it's a remarkable assembly. It's a remarkable example of what's possible. It's remarkable for the region for there to be a budding democracy here. It's remarkable for the representation within the government, men and women working together representing the people of Iraq, all different cultural backgrounds. Iraq is a very diverse country, religious, ethnic, all from all regions of the country, from all backgrounds, from all the various religious backgrounds, and like I say, men and women. It's truly something to behold, and it's an example to the Iraqi people of their future and the remarkable difference compared to just a little over a year ago, what they were living under the regime. And as I think I touched on, it's an important example to the region.
You know, Joe,
all can appreciate how important that is.
230 years ago, a lot of people wouldn't have given our country much of a chance. And 70 or 80 years later, Abraham Lincoln was still calling it an experiment. So, I mean, in our shake and bake society, don't we need to kind of take a deep breath and a chill pill and over here in America and say, you know what, we need to give these people some time.
Very well put, Jim. I think that's something that is lost very often, and everyone needs to remember that how far we've come in such a short amount of time is incredible. And we have some bumps in the road, but it's truly been amazing how much has been accomplished, and that truly is what should offer the greatest hope. I can only imagine. I look forward to coming back here in a couple of years and seeing what a difference has been made here, and to be a part of it is incredible.
Joe Pally, what you're doing is very admirable. I'm very proud of you. I know your family's proud of you, although I know your mother is worried sick. But I really am proud of what you're doing. I'm proud of what all you folks are doing over there, the civilians and the military. And I want to thank you for taking a few moments out of your busy schedule to visit with us today.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you again. You're going to be back on the show again real soon, and you and I will continue to work together. Thank you, Joe. Joe Pally, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Quick break. I'll be right back with Russell Brown after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.